T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, great running back, many years for the rival Pittsburgh Steelers, of course, and an NFL Hall of Famer, Jerome Bettis, the bus with the bull and the fox. Jerome, how you doing, man? Thanks for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Yeah, there's so much to get to, and first, let me ask you this. I'm sure you understand what football means to the people of Cleveland, and it's been a struggle for a long time for the fans of Cleveland, Ohio. The team's been bad for a long time. You know, the Browns and Steelers had a great rivalry. Do you feel like it's still a rivalry because the Steelers have dominated this rivalry so much?
It's still a rivalry. Clearly it's not the same because, you know, a true rivalry, you go into it, you don't know who's going to win the game. Obviously, the Steelers have had the better end of it these past years, but I still believe it's a rivalry because the cities, you know, are so close in proximity, and it makes for a really good rivalry in terms of cities don't like each other, the teams don't. I just think it's just a matter of time before the Browns really, you know, turn it around. So they're in that rebuilding stage,
yeah.
And I think they're taking some really good steps in terms of making sure they have that personnel that they need to compete.
Jerome, a lot more football with Jerome Bettis in a minute, but I wanted to ask you about, you know, what you're doing right now. I know you're working with this company called Stryker and their joint replacement division. You know, a lot of football players, a lot of athletes, period, but especially a lot of football players, I'm sure, deal with major joint problems and all kinds of physical problems after they're done playing. Is that part of the reason you got involved with Stryker?
Yeah, it is definitely part of the reason. You know, because we have such a high pain tolerance, we just assume that, you know, that's part of the deal. You know, you play all these years in the NFL, if you're going to have joint pain, you just got to deal with it. And that's really not the case. And you know, I was able to team up with Stryker, and just through that partnership, I got a chance to meet a gentleman named Fred Funk. And Fred Funk, he's a professional golfer. And Fred was one of those guys that said, well, listen, you know, he started asking me a bunch of questions about my knee, and I really couldn't answer him. He's like, man, listen, when have you gone to the doctor and gotten a game plan? And so I said, well, I really had. So he convinced me to go and to get a game plan in terms of what I need to do to manage the pain in my knee. And so I did that, and from that, this contest was kind of born, and it's called Get on the Bus contest. And so our first winner, Chris Kreitier, I went, picked her up, and on a bus, of course.
That's cool.
And and took her to the doctor's office, where her and her mother went into the doctor's office, and she got her game plan. And that's ultimately what it's all about. It's about, you know, getting the game plan in terms of dealing with joint health so that you're not, you know, in a situation where you can't enjoy the rest of your life. And that's what it's all about.
We're talking with the bus. And that's one of the, you know, you got one of the best nicknames, I think, in the history of sports. How did that nickname start?
Well, actually, the nickname started when I was at Notre Dame. They used to have a chant, "Nobody stops the buzz." And they used to do that whenever I had like a big run,
right?
They would do it in the stadium. And so it was pretty cool. And then somebody, a student by the newspaper, they wrote about it, and next thing you know, it became a pretty big deal. And then when I came to Western Pennsylvania, it's a big Notre Dame area, and Myron Cope, the legendary broadcaster, he picked it up, and he said it on air, and then that was it.
Yeah. took off. We're talking with Hall of Famer Jerome Bettis, the 10th overall pick by the LA Rams at the time, right? 25 years ago.
Yeah.
And now back in LA. Can you believe it's been 20? I don't mean to make you feel old. I'm 6 months older than you. So, but can you believe it's been 25 years since you were drafted?
No, it just, I mean, it doesn't seem like it. Time has gone really fast. You said 25 years. It does make me feel, oh, my goodness.
Jerome, you know, obviously you had a great career. You get in the Hall of Fame, well-deserved. You played great for the Rams. You were most known, I feel like, for the Steelers, of course. And obviously you won a Super Bowl ring in your final year in the NFL. That had to be special, going out a champion.
Oh, it was really special. I mean, and then to have the Super Bowl in your hometown, where your career started, and then it came full circle, and to have an opportunity in your career where it started, that was a treat as well. But the most important thing was my family being able to be there and see everything, see the game, because they kind of lived the journey with me. My mom and dad went to every single football game I had played in the NFL. So it was just a great culmination of a career to finish out there. And, you know, obviously to win a Super Bowl, that's what you dream of. So it was a special, special moment. I'm still in the clouds. I'm not at cloud nine anymore, but I'm still up there.
We're talking with Hall of Famer Jerome Bettis. Jerome, is there, you know, you're a big dude, especially for a running back, and you know, you probably crushed a number of guys trying to tackle you. Is there one time that you laid a hit on a defensive player? Is there one that stands out where you just guy thought he had you and you knocked him on his butt that stands out?
Yeah, we were playing the Baltimore Ravens, and I was running the ball, and the guy, one of the safeties came up, and I hit him so hard I broke his collarbone.
Oof.
And that was a special one because – obviously, we don't like the Ravens very much.
That's right.
I'm sure you guys don't like them
either.
That's
correct.
So I laid a big hit on them, and that was a favorite of mine.
Jerome Bettis is with us. Jerome, when Ben Roethlisberger joins the Steelers towards the end of your career, what did you make of him when he first joined the team?
You know what? I liked him. When he first came, Warren Moon told him to look me up. So as soon as he came, we got a chance to talk, and I gave him my cell number, and we just stayed in contact. Just I wanted to be kind of a big brother mentor to him early in his career, and so I was able to kind of help him out his rookie year. But he blossomed, and, I mean, you saw his development really early because, you know, he was forced to play his rookie year, and he was outstanding.
Right,
the whole year.
When you look at, you know, now obviously he's become one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL after these years. You know, your team when you won the Super Bowl, even though he was good, I agree with you. You guys were dominated by you running the ball and your great defense. As the years have gone by, he's taken over and been a much bigger part of what the Steelers do. But in recent years, he's hinted at retirement. And yet he got mad when the Steelers drafted a quarterback, Mason Rudolph, pretty high, said at first he wasn't going to mentor him and stuff like that. Were you surprised by his reaction?
I was a little surprised. I thought that he had kind of put the team in a position where they had no choice, where they had to start preparing for life after. I understand it as a football player. You never want to see your replacement there. But from an organizational standpoint, I believe he really left them no choice.
Yeah, it's a good point. We're talking with Jerome Bettis, Hall of Fame running back. Jerome, the Browns just had a player that's going to be in the Hall of Fame soon. You know, I know you didn't play against him because he's an offensive lineman, you know, and you retired as he was coming into the league. But I just wanted your thoughts on Joe Thomas just announcing his retirement and your thoughts on his great Browns career.
You know, I was a huge fan of Joe Thomas, great player. He was great for the minute he stepped into the NFL to the minute he left. You know, he was one of the best tackles in the NFL. And that's a rarity. It's hard to do. The moment you step in, you become one of the best guys from day one. But that was just a credit to the player that he was. That's just a credit to the player that he was, and how he was able to go out there and compete at a high level from day one.
Were Browns fans rough on you when you came to Cleveland?
Always, always. but I wouldn't have it any other way. And so I appreciate that. I know what that is. That's them loving their team, supporting their team, to the fullest. And you got to give, I'll say this, you got to give the Browns fans a lot of credit because obviously it suffered through the couple years that you guys have had and still be so supportive. You got to tip your hat because that's what a true fan is.
Yeah.
And as a football player, I can appreciate that when you have some down years because I played out in L.A. my first couple years and we had some really rough, lean years and the fan support, it really wasn't there.
Right.
So I tip my cap to all the Brownies.
Well, I think you get it. I mean, you grew up in Michigan. You played at Notre Dame. You played for the Steelers. You know, you get what Midwestern football means.
No doubt about it. It's a love affair with their team. And I get it. It's hard for people outside of this region to understand it. But for people that live in this area, live in this region, you know that you know what it's all about, and it's really a special thing.
Jerome Bettis is part of a new program, Strikers Get on the Bus. Jerome, before we let you go, again, tell the folks about the program and how they can get involved.
Well, the whole idea was to get people to get out and develop a game plan about. Knee pain. And if anybody wants to go, you can go to the website. It's striker.com. You can go there and get information and see what it's all about. For now, you can go to my Instagram and you can see some of the sneak. We got a sneak peek of the stories of everything that's happening.
Jerome, before I let you go, real quick, I'm just curious, who was your running back idol growing up as a kid?
One of my idols was Walter Payton. He was the man. And so, growing up in Detroit, Chicago, I saw him all the time.
Yeah.
So, Walter Payton was he was the guy.
Jerome, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much for joining me.
Hey, and the Instagram is Jerome 36 Bettis. Just check it out.
You got it. Thanks, Jerome.
All right. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.